There's a guy named Jack Chick. He makes little tiny comic books that he calls tracts that are designed to, well, I'm not going to get into exactly what they're for, but let's just say they state some ideas that he has about the way that the world is, and they're intended to go out there and spread the word that he thinks is true. So what we've done is we've adapted one of his works at random into, you know, radio format, so we can do it as a narrative. And then after we finish that, we're going to have a debate as to the validity of this, of the claims that he has in here. So one of us will argue for it, one will argue against it. Actually, can my two debaters just say who they are first?
Sue Blaine?
Janie.
And Janie. They're going to argue. One is going to argue for it, one is going to argue against. Unfortunately, we're not going to know which one is arguing for which until we flip a coin after we finish dramatizing. So now we're gonna act this out, and like I said, we're flying by the seat of our pants, so it's going to be very, very exciting. Let's begin. This one is called Sin City. Oh, and just so you know, if you want more information on Jack Chick, I believe you can find information about him at chick.com.
Yeah.
So you can hear it from his point of view. So let's begin with the narrator, the story of Sin City.
We begin in the big city during a gay pride parade. With hundreds of homosexuals and their supporters gathered to celebrate their pride, one man with a placard stands in the center of the road, bringing the parade to a halt.
What do you think you're doing?
The man simply stands there, a Bible in one hand and in the other his protest sign, which reads, "Homosexuality is an abomination." See Leviticus 20:13. The homosexual police soon move in on him.
Stinking straight!
You're under arrest!
That's a hate crime!
You devil, nobody stops my parade!
A ton of pieces!
As they pummel the protester mercilessly, the media looks on.
Kill that footage, you fool! You want to make us look bad?
Sorry, Commissioner.
Go back and film the rest of the parade.
2 days later, the protester, Mr. Wesley, awakes in the hospital.
You're charged with a hate crime, Mr. Wesley. Because you acted in hatred against us by blocking our parade, you now face a prison sentence. However, we'll drop the charges if you change your hateful attitude. We brought our minister to show you the error of your ways.
In came Reverend Ray, a gay minister, but what no one realized was that the demon Xana was on his arm.
Hi, I'm Reverend Ray, and I'm gay, and Jesus loves me.
Hi, I'm Xana, and I hate your guts.
Meanwhile, at Mr. Wesley's home...
Bob, did you hear? Malcolm is in the county hospital. He's under arrest for a hate crime.
Malcolm? A hate crime? That's ridiculous. I'm on my way.
Back at the hospital.
If you agree to listen to our pastor, we'll drop the charges. Reverend Ray is a Bible scholar. He'll make you understand. It's under control now, officer. We're dropping the charges. Let's take off.
Yes, sir.
Hey, guys, don't leave. It ain't over yet.
Brother Malcolm, God loves all his children, including gays. He understands we were born this way, because he made us.
But, what about Sodom and Gomorrah?
Shame on you! You sound like all the other bigots. You must drop this hateful attitude. The right-wing extremists deliberately changed the Bible story of Sodom so they could attack us. Now here's the truth. In Ezekiel 16:49, the prophet tells us why Sodom was punished. The real sin was arrogance, and they didn't help the poor. It was inhospitality.
Inhospitality? But... Wait, I thought it was a sexual thing. Oh, my head.
Oh, no. You're confused.
Suddenly, Malcolm's good friend Bob bursts into the room.
He's not confused. You're perverting the word of God. You forgot about Jude, verse 7. I'm gonna pray right now. Lord, cast all the devils out of this room. Heal Malcolm and save this gay minister in Jesus' name.
What happened? Everything's brighter.
Goodbye, Ray. As a team, we ruined lots of kids.
And with that, Xana was banished.
The story of Sodom and Gomorrah is in Genesis chapter 18, 19, 29. God told Abraham that he was going to destroy the city of Sodom, and then Abraham said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" He pleaded with God to spare it if there were 50 righteous people, but there were not even 10 in all the cities of the plain. God sent two angels to rescue Abraham's nephew, Lot, who lived in Sodom. That night, all the men of the city tried to have sex with the angels. The angels blinded the Sodomites and physically pulled Lot, his wife, and two daughters out of the city so God's judgment could hit. And it did! All the men and women died in the flames and instantly went to hell. To God, homosexuality is no joke. The word of God is loaded with verses warning us about it, and God's eyes don't miss a thing. He sees it all. And everything is being recorded.
Malcolm tried to lovingly warn the homosexual of God's coming judgment. So who committed the hate crime? Malcolm, or the guy who almost beat him to death? Tell me, Ray, of all the sins, lying, adultery, stealing, etc., can you think of any other sin where God himself wiped out entire cities to remove that sin?
No, no, I can't.
Help him, Lord!
Man, I'm seeing everything in a different light. Oh, God, I'm in trouble. How many young people have I enticed into the gay lifestyle? I'm facing God covered with the responsibility of ruining their lives. I've held rallies and gay pride parades. I've cursed pastors as being bigots. I've even preached that Jesus was gay. Will that put me into hell?
Our sin puts all of us in hell. And Ray, you need a savior, and I mean today. You know what it cost God to get rid of our sins? It took God Almighty himself to become a man and shed his precious blood and die for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
That's crazy. Jesus died on a cross, and he was only a man.
No, Ray. He is God, and he provided it by rising from the dead. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Those are the most important words ever spoken.
But what about all the different religions of the world?
I'm sorry, but there is only one way to heaven, and it's Jesus.
I'm not going to fight God anymore. What should I do?
Repent, Ray. Surrender your life to Christ. Acknowledge that he died for your sins and receive him as your savior.
Lord, I've seen all that I've been doing. I know I'm a sinner, and I repent my sins. I acknowledge Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal savior. Please save me. It happened! Jesus is real! I know I'm saved! I feel like a new person. Thank you, God. You showed me the truth.
And thank you, Inspector, for doing an enormous...
landed with, like, both the main roles!
An enormous conversation with yourself.
What were the rest of your men?
All right, so that's
I'm crazy.
Evidence.
No, you're not!
So that's the evidence. Okay, that's the matter at hand.
I don't even know we're arguing anymore.
You're going to argue whether or not this was valid. One of you is going to say absolutely. One of you is going to say clearly this is absolutely correct, and the other one's going to say it's not. Here's the other copy of this.
Well, let's read it again.
There are so many things in here that.
Well, no, wait. No, wait. Don't say, because you might be for it or you might be against it.
Oh,
you don't know. Remember?
Okay.
All right. So let's go with heads or tails. Now, let's say heads means that Sue is for it and tails means that Janie is for it. All right, let's flip this coin, and I'm going to be the facilitator.
I hope it's me.
All right, Janie's for it.
Aww. All right.
Yes. Okay. All right. Now let's. This is going to be a serious, honest to goodness, serious debate.
Okay. All right.
All right. Here, get so you're equidistant. You know? All right. Now let's start with okay. Let's just start. Well, actually, for it, go would argue first. So go ahead, argue the validity.
Okay. Now show me where these passages really are in the Bible, and maybe I'll give you some credit.
Wait. You're for it.
Yeah.
You are.
Whoa.
You are the Christian.
Oh. No. You're for it. You think it's right.
You think that
I
everything
think that
happened
here is
wrong.
Oh, man, I'm the Christian. Okay.
Wait, no. It's all right.
But thanks for arguing my side.
No. Let's start over.
Let's start over. Redo.
Let's start over. Okay. Let's start. For it can go first. For it.
Okay. Now, really, how disgusting is it to walk down the street and see two men kissing? Really? Do you want to see that everywhere you go?
Yeah, that's kind of hot, actually. I'm all for that.
Oh, man. All I want to do every time I see that, I just want to run to the nearest trash can and just get sick. I mean, even girls. I'm sorry. Girls are pretty and everything, but they're not meant to kiss each other.
Why not? I'm the facilitator. I'm just trying to clarify things.
Yeah.
Christianity dictates. Men go with women. Women go with men. Men with men and women with women.
So you feel that Bob was correct when he spoke those things?
Yes.
So when Bob said that there was no other sin that had ever been called God upon to wipe out a whole city?
Yes.
Okay. Any reply to that?
I think that's total BS. I think it's all just a bunch of...
Hooey.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you need evidence.
Thank you for that hooey.
You gotta back it up.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I just feel like, especially in this last passage here, where Reverend Ray is just randomly saved, I feel like that's absolutely physically impossible. I mean, it just, nothing could ever happen like that.
Okay, so maybe it was a slight exaggeration to show his seeing the light, but you know what? That's the way of God. He is seeing the way of God.
Yes, but what can we handle as a slight exaggeration versus a large exaggeration? What if it was...
He was still seeing the light of God.
It was
light
a lie.
God. Light of God.
I don't... What if God doesn't have a light? What if God doesn't exist? How do we know? Where is the physical proof?
Who needs physical proof?
Physical proof.
Well, the Bible. Read the Bible. The Bible is physical proof.
The Bible is physical proof when I throw it at you.
Oh, but they're large and heavy. Please don't throw the Bible at me. They're very large
and
heavy.
You know what? How about this? We'll try an experiment. If there's a God and he doesn't want you to die, when I throw the Bible at you, he will save you.
Okay.
We can try that.
Okay, throw the Bible at me. I'm ready.
Oh, it's huge. It's so heavy.
Hi-ya! Ow! You actually threw it at me?
Well, she's not dead.
Did your God save you then, Janie? Huh? Did
I'm not dead.
Where was your God then?
I'm still here. It didn't kill me.
What about that bruise on your head?
If it didn't kill her, I think it made her stronger. Now her head could withstand two Bibles at once.
Yeah!
Excuse me, Mr. Facilitator.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Unbiased maybe I'm just, Facilitator.
Maybe I'm just giving unbiased. Points. Maybe I'm just giving points where points are due.
Yes. I'm sorry, but I am right. I have seen the light of God.
Okay.
I think she's got a concussion.
I think she may. You know what?
That's how St. Paul found Jesus. He was walking, going down the road fast because he fell off his donkey, hit his head, saw a bright light, heard Jesus. Now we got
and got a concussion.
Yes,
and went crazy.
The things
that
Paul wrote.
And there are two or three episodes in the Bible that say things like, and the Spirit of the Lord came unto, say, Saul in the town of...
Okay, proves my point.
Bethlehem.
Saul was... Paul.
Jesus, Saul.
No, other Saul.
Well, you know, and I thought of something else.
King Saul.
There was a point, I believe there was a point in the Bible, somebody pointed this out to me, I think it was my beautiful wife, that God wipe out pretty much everyone who was alive at one time because they were sinners, because with the flood?
Yeah, but
well, did, we're all,
they're sinners. We're all come
of, on. Yeah, I know, but if I thought there was no other sin that ever caused God to wipe out a whole city other than
well, maybe they were all gay. Maybe they were
maybe
all just
everyone
having huge
on
gay
Earth
I don't think that was. I don't think that was.
They were probably having huge homosexual orgies. Come on,
you know
man,
what?
The orgies.
That's entirely possible. That's entirely possible. I don't know. Maybe we.
None of us were there, man.
Maybe
we
should call our
sure.
resident Bible scholar. Bible scholar, what's the answer?
I know lots of people who have gay orgies, and none of them have been struck down by God yet. So why is he taking his sweet time?
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say you were a member of the clergy?
Well, the smiting. The smiting has not happened for a long time. God is saving all the smiting for one. Big
oh, yeah?
moment.
What no, do you wait, think AIDS is, man?
The smiting! The smiting.
That's right.
I just want to clarify something. Did you say orgies?
I said orgies and not clergy. Was I supposed to say clergy?
No, but aren't you
I know
a
lots of people
of
in the clergy,
clergy
and
yeah,
they haven't
I mean,
struck
I
down
know about people orgies. Have gay orgies.
Okay.
Well, I mean... They're wait, God saving the smiting for all at once.
Okay.
He's waiting for the huge smiting.
We are near the end of days anyway, so
according to our president,
be...
yes,
we
are.
All right.
Where are these
all right.
getting their news?
Okay.
All
right.
When there's a big
George.
Smiting
all right. Well, I'm going to decide who won the debate. It was
for those
I'm
at home, he just flipped
I'm
a
sorry.
Coin.
It was Janie won the debate. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
How do we even know that that's accurate?
I'm sorry.
Hold on.
The coin.
How do we know that that's accurate?
Because
you
God,
didn't say.
Because God controlled the coin.
Excuse me, Mr. Unbiased Facilitator.
Come on. Stop being such a sore loser.
I think you're a little bit more sore
right.
than I am, Miss
right.
Biblehead.
All right, all right.
Ladies, why don't you kiss and make up?
You!
Come here, Janie.
Can't kiss, girl.
I know you want it, Janie.
Shut up.